Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, of course, and my guests today are three of the best in the business. I don't know which business I'm referring to, but they're all great. They are Padgett Brewster, Matt Gourley, and Karina Magyar.
Hi.
Woo!
Yay!
Let's figure out which one was which.
Yeah. Well, let's put the voices... Let's put names to the voices and meet everybody individually and alphabetically, starting with Padgett Brewster is back. Hello, Padgett.
Hello, Doug. Thank you so much.
The voice of the Disney Plus show
Behind the Attraction. Coming back.
Yes. Very exciting.
I told you
news.
First.
You did. I was the first
I told you
to
immediately.
Find out. And I can't wait for more. Do you... You have not yet done your part of the job.
No, I mean, they're going to shoot all for those who do not know, Behind the Attraction is a documentary series on Disney Plus about all of the rides and the attractions and the building of Disney World, Disneyland, and all of the Disneys all over the world. So we did 10 episodes last year that Doug has been so supportive of. Thank you. And I'm going to start narrating in December, January, because they have to get all of those interviews. They got to interview all the Imagineers and shoot all the stuff. So that's a huge project for them.
And so, you know, they haven't told you like which rides they're going to do next or anything.
No, but I know that they were altering the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. And so we didn't do that one.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they had to take out, I think, the weeping, ladies who were for sale.
Oh yeah, no,
it's part of the ride.
They've been chipping away at that ride,
yeah,
for a while, and now who knows what they're going to do? I don't know which whatever way the Johnny Depp trial goes. I don't know if that's going to affect all those
exactly.
Isn't it just called Citizens of the Caribbean now?
I look forward
friends,
to that.
Friends of the Caribbean.
But that's good to know, I guess, that it's a long time away from the new episodes, because I am excited for it, but I need to temper that excitement a little bit. Also joining us today, Matt Gourley is here.
Hi, guys. Wow, this Hello. Is crazy. You should be talking about this, because my wife and I are working on a podcast that is about behind the scenes working at theme parks and all the crazy stories. And I figured, Doug, you're the one of the people we've got to talk to for this thing. We just talked to a princess who had her hoop skirt sniffed by bomb sniffing dogs because the Obamas were coming.
Oh, wow.
That's a deep subject for anybody that's worked at an amusement park has a lot to say about it probably. And in my case, my few months that I spent as a tour guide at Universal is full of lots of stories and also just a lot of, well, this is what it used to be, because they've changed so much at Universal now that especially when I go there, like with my girlfriend, I just point at stuff and tell her what used to be in a particular spot.
I'd like to take that tour these days just to have you as a private guide taking me through what was once in its glory.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's never been that much glory over there, but it's a strange amusement park. You know, I don't even know if it counts as an amusement park. It's more like just a studio lot that has some rides.
It's my favorite of the Southern California parks. It always has.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know if they took out the Jaws one? Because that was my favorite part, that Jaws.
Jaws
lagoon.
Is still there. It's still
good.
There.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But it's, you know, looks like garbage. I mean, it doesn't, you don't feel a real threat from the shark
no,
anymore.
Jaws is not aged gracefully. Let's put it that way. There's no Helen Mirren in this Jaws.
But they, you know, they left it in because it's fun to drive through that little area, because the area where Jaws is also where they fill, it was where that was Cabot Cove on the show Murder, She Wrote.
That's right.
So that's exciting to see. And, you know, while you're there, you try to solve a few mysteries, because, boy, they have per capita, they had the highest murder rate of any city in the country.
My God.
Yeah, because there's a new death every week for her to solve.
In a sleepy town in Maine.
There wasn't just like a toxic waste spill there that was doing all this?
And also joining us, we have a returning champ, having won on the show that we did live at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois a couple of weeks ago. It's Karina Magyar. Hey, Karina.
Hi, everybody. This is the coincidences just keep piling up, because I have totally been to a theme park. Oh. So I can't believe this.
It's crazy. You know, to get four people together that have been to a theme park is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And thank you for being here, or there, I should say, because everybody's at home. But before we get into the intense game action that I'm sure will occur today, because we've got some strong competitors here, there's something I've been doing every week. It's been a minute since Matt's been on the show, so you don't have to go first, but I'd like each of my guests to recommend just one movie. Since Karina was just on, we'll start with you, Karina, because I think you knew this question was coming.
You'd think I would. You'd think I would know that this question was coming. But I used up my one movie recommendation so recently that now I'm stumped.
All right, let's go to Pat. We'll go to Padgett.
I'll come back to me. Yeah.
Let's go. We'll go alphabetical. We'll go to Padgett. Last name alphabetical. Padgett Brewster, recommend one movie, please.
I don't know what it's called, but I'm really enjoying this George Carlin documentary that I believe is on Hulu or Netflix. I know it's free to me.
So you want me to figure out what it's called?
Hold on. It's on my list on my TV. I promise I will not cheat. I will not be looking anything up. I'm just looking at the TV right now to see what it's called. It's called George Carlin's American Dream. Oh, it is on HBO.
Yes.
George Carlin's American Dream, and it is on HBO.
And it's, it takes a minute to get through all of it because it's like a two-parter. So it's like 4 hours total or something.
Ooh, I'm only in season one. It says season one, episode one. I thought it was a film documentary. So I guess, but boy, man, I mean, it's a fascinating story.
Yeah. I mean, he not only was a great comedian, but now, unfortunately, he's also being seen, you know, he's got that extra weight of being a prophet because so much of what he said is kind of coming true now. And his reaction to it was, of course, terrific. Like he, you know, most of the time he knows what he's talking about.
And, does that count as a movie, Doug, though, if it's a documentary?
Documentaries certainly count as movies.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
Your show behind the attraction does not count as a movie, though.
Correct.
Because it's in hour-long episodes. But this George Carlin thing, I think technically...
Even though it's two episodes, it counts as a movie. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I think so. And also, there's not real... The rules here aren't that strict, really. Matt, have you seen anything lately?
Yeah.
An old movie? It could be from any time period.
Thank God, because I
as
panicked.
Long as it's a talkie. It's got to be a talkie.
Okay, I got two talkies. I panicked. I went to my Letterboxd account to see what recently I had seen. And now this is not a good movie, but I feel like it merits a mention. The Nude Bomb with, you know, the Maxwell Smart Get Smart movie from 1980, because like a third of that movie is shot not just at Universal Studios, but within the theme park. Like there's a chase through Universal Studios.
Ooh.
Right, where they take advantage of the stuff like the giant props.
They
used to have a prop plaza where they had like a giant phone and a giant rock you could pick up.
Yeah.
But that area is no longer in existence. So a lot of the spots you see in Nude Bomb probably aren't there. But Jaws is in Nude Bomb, isn't he?
That's right. But I can't recommend that movie. It's not a great movie. So the next one on my list that I just love from 1983, it's the coziest movie of all time, Mr. Mom.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
God,
I was watching a few minutes of that the other day, and it's hilarious to me how many chores and things he has to do that being a man shouldn't make you that bad at them.
Yeah.
Like, is he an insanely stupid man? I guess so.
Well, maybe, but you know, their vacuum, he's not great at vacuuming because, speaking of Jaws, their vacuum is named Jaws and is sentient and can control and maneuver through the house. And this movie's got everything. It's got Martin Mull. It's got Martin Mull's mustache. It's got everything.
Terry Garr, right?
I
like that movie, but no one in 1983, no one ever thought a man would stay home and raise a child.
No. And when I loved that movie as a kid, and I looked at that movie aspirationally, and now here I am at home, at least co-parenting.
But then you watch Baby Boom starring Diane Keaton, and she's like a businesswoman who gets saddled with a kid, and she's terrible at it too.
Yeah. Boy. They should merge those universes.
It was a real bad period of films where the single parent or the parent who's at home with the kid doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But you know, in especially in the case of Michael Keaton, the combination of that and Night Shift pretty much made him a movie star.
I just watched that too. I must have been on a real kick.
I mean, Michael Keaton he's an interesting one because he. After Mr. He has dry stretches where there's a bunch of movies in a row that aren't that great. And then suddenly he's just back in something amazing again. And of course now he's probably going to win an Emmy in September for Dopesick.
Oh yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
All right, Karina, you've had a little time.
Yeah, my partner reminded me because we're working on a screenplay about a woman who beats a dog. Look for it in theaters next summer. To research it, we thought, what's another downward spiral movie we should watch? And we watched Bug with Ashley Judd and Michael Shannon.
Goodness.
And that one holds up. It is still just as insane as it was when I saw it 10 years ago or whenever it came out. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's Tracy Letts, who currently has a play on Broadway called The Minutes that's nominated for a bunch of Tonys and has a similar kind of crazy, weird energy. I saw Bug off Broadway before it became a movie starring Michael, you know, the then kind of unknown Michael Shannon. Mm-hmm. And you can only imagine how much scary it was to see him acting that way just a few feet away.
Ew.
Whoa.
yeah, right? It's scary how hot Harry Connick Jr. was. Like, that actually frightened me all by itself. He got on screen and I was immediately like, drool. Oh. You know?
Yeah. He's a heartthrob.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who else is in it? It's Ashley Judd, right?
Ashley Judd, who's not the strong part of the movie, but you know.
But yeah, just an intense film, mostly in like just in one seedy hotel room. Mm-hmm. Do you know where is that streaming somewhere or something? I guess it probably is.
It's not. I had to rent it. I mean, you can always pay for it, but it wasn't streaming for free anywhere because I think it's a little bit forgotten. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of stuff though also just rentable for such reasonable, like it's only $2 or $3 a lot of times when you click on it. So if anybody mm-hmm. hasn't seen Bug, it's worth checking out. And Mr. Mom is on. Like I said, I was just watching it the other day, so it's playing on something.
Yeah, I think we watched it like 6-7 months ago.
It's always playing on my TV if you just want to come over. I love this movie so much.
I've been watching that TV show about the making of The Godfather that's on Paramount Plus called The Offer. And it's hard to know how much of it really happened, but it's still a fun watch if you're a fan.
I didn't know that was on already. I want to see.
Yeah,
that.
If you're a fan of The Godfather, it's pretty entertaining because they hire actors who do pretty good jobs of being Marlon Brando and Al Pacino and Francis Ford Coppola. But that's a great recommendation, Nation. Visit. I will put all three of those titles onto my Doug Loves Movies. Almost called it I Love Movies. It hasn't been called I Love Movies for 15 years. I'll put that on my Twitter account, the Doug Loves Movies Twitter account, and people can weigh in on which one, if any, or all that they like. And we're going to play some games right after this break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back, and are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right. This first game we're going to play today has a silly name and is a silly game, you know, just as a warm up. The fans love it. It's called ABCD's Nuts. And it's
stupid.
It's so stupid. And it's a spelling game. That's why it's called that. Basically, how it works is, I will tell everybody what we're spelling today, what word we're spelling. And then we go through letter by letter with each person taking turns, having to name a movie that begins with that letter, any movie at all. It's on the face of it. That part's pretty easy, but I've already written down a movie for each letter. So if somebody figures out the theme and matches the movie that I wrote down when it's their turn, then they win the whole game. And in honor of my stand-up show on June 25th at Timbler Brewing Company in Bakersfield, California, we're going to spell Bakersfield. I hope everybody already knows how to spell that. So it'll start with the letter B with Paget, and then after she gives me a movie that begins with B, if it doesn't match mine, then we'll go to Matt, who has the letter A, and then Karina with the letter K, and so on until we Maybe we'll get through the whole thing without a match. We shall see.
Question.
Ready, Padgett?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I continually naming movies that begin with a letter B until I land on the one you picked, or just name a movie?
No, you just name one that begins with B. If you match me, you win. If you don't match me, you just move on to the next letter and the next player.
All I can think of is Beetlejuice.
You only have to say the one. Well, that's, you know, of course that's top of mind because we were just talking about Michael Keaton. And there's, you know, talk of, you know, Beetlejuice coming back.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not a reboot, a continuation or mm-hmm. something, because it's got Winona Ryder and Michael Keaton attached, apparently.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
I'd love it if they figure out a way to get Catherine O'Hara in there. Maybe,
but they can't. And Jeffrey Jones and Gina Davis and Adam Baldwin, or not Adam. What's his
name? They might need to use Adam Baldwin.
They might need to. Baldwin. You're right. Yeah.
They might have to change up Baldwin. You're right. They might have to switch it up. And Gina might be tough to get because she might be out on the archery field somewhere.
That's true.
I don't know. I don't know what they are, what they're thinking about. The gentleman who played Otho, Glenn Shaddix, he's no longer with us.
Oh, he did pass, yeah.
Yeah, but still, a lot of that cast is still with us.
And Sylvia Miles, the chain smoking lady.
Is Dick Cavett still alive?
I think he is.
I think he is.
I think he's ancient.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, no, he's dead. Sorry.
Damn.
All right. Oh, no, he's alive. That's his spouse. I'm sorry. Wow.
What? Which is it?
his spouse is dead. He's fine.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. But
don't look any more things up because it makes you question whether we're playing the games fairly.
Sorry, I just really had to know that Dick Cavett was alive.
That's fair.
It's gone. Okay.
The letter B, I wrote down a motion picture called Bull Durham.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. That's the first hint that you had to kind of be the sacrificial lamb there, Padgett, because obviously you just had to guess from all movies. But now that's the first hint at what the theme is.
Got it. That
the first title is Bull Durham. The next letter is A to Matt. Give me a movie that begins with A, Matt.
All right. I should kind of be trying to close in on a theme if I can.
Mm-hmm. If you can. All you got so far is Bull Durham.
I'll do Any Given Sunday then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
But that's not what I was doing.
Okay.
Because I went with A League of Their Own.
Oh, we think we know the theme, do we buzz in or how does this work?
No, you just have to wait your turn and try to match on the letter that you get. Okay. So you could certainly try to think ahead if you want, if you're that good at figuring out which letter is going to come to you. K is the next letter for Karina.
Now, gee, I wish I had any other letter. I do think there is a significant scene in this movie featuring the Chicago Cubs and some sort of beer league softball. So I'm going to guess King Ralph.
Oh, okay. Whoa. That's a good guess. I had no idea. I thought King Ralph took place in London.
Well, yeah, once he becomes king, obviously. There's no king in Chicago.
So I wrote down a movie called Kill the Umpire.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, yeah. So this might seem to be a very obvious theme at this point. So we're back to Padgett with the letter E.
Can't think of a single. I can't think of a single movie. Can I pass?
No.
Damn.
It's easy. Just think of a movie that begins with E. It doesn't have.
I know. Easy. Well, okay. Easy Rider. It doesn't work.
No, but it does. It does keep you in the game. You don't want to pass.
Okay.
You just want to stay in the game.
Okay. What did you have? What is it?
I went with a classic motion picture about Simeon that can throw a sweet pitch. Called Ed.
Oh man.
What?
How dare you call Matt LeBlanc a simian? That's nice.
Matt LeBlanc plays a monkey who can pitch a fastball.
What?
No, he owns the monkey, but it's you know, it's in the tradition of Air Bud, but in this case, it's a monkey who plays baseball, and it's called Ed.
Got it.
R is the next letter to Matt.
Man, I was hoping you could pass because I was thinking Ape Men Out, but I think I got one. The Rookie or the Rookie of the Year? The Rookie is one of those.
Which one? What you're for the letter R, you're going with what?
I'll go with
the words the doesn't count.
Okay, then the Rookie.
It begins with R.
The Rookie.
That begins with T.
Oh, it does count. I mean, the T does count. The
yeah,
counts.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So say Rookie of the Year, right?
Rookie of the Year, is that? I don't even know if it's Rookie of the Year or the Rookie of the Year. Can I go with the Ratchet Roll?
No, you can't.
I'll go the Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Year. Reel to Reams.
That's your.
that's the only movie I know. Yeah. Reel to Reams.
Rest in peace, Ray Liotta, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He's so funny in Field of Dreams because to me, even though he's just the, you know, the ghost in the cornfield and he's a lovely, friendly character, he still laughs like an evil son of a bitch. but yes, so you landed on Rookie of the Year, and that is what I wrote down.
Wow. So you are ahead.
You did it. It's like you were a double winner because when we eventually get to the next letter was S, so I went Summer Catch. Then F for the Love of the Game.
Oh.
Yeah. Sam
not
Raimi's
Field of Dreams. Not
baseball
Field of
movie. Not, for no, the Love of the Game. I'm not going to make it easy, I thought. That was the plan. I didn't expect Rookie of the Year to come popping out that early.
Wow.
and then for E, the second E, I did go with Eight Men Out. Mm-hmm. So Matt was like really guessing on all cylinders there. And L, Little Big League. Wait, did I miss a letter? Oh, I as It Happens Every Spring.
No, I'm never going to win this.
No.
And then D, well, this was everybody had a shot, in my opinion, on the letter D because I went with a musical called Damn Yankees.
Oh. Yep.
Nope.
But
never seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
I think A League of Their Own is the only one of these movies I've seen.
Ah, that no, really you've seen Field.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Field of Dreams.
That's wasn't right. in there, though.
Yeah.
But I've never seen. I honestly thought Damn Yankees was about like people in New England. I didn't think it was about a team.
Oh, no, that movie, the movie you're thinking of, that movie you're thinking of is called Motherfucking Yankees.
Yeah. Right.
No, Damn Yankees is about, the devil using baseball players in his little games. Like he makes a guy, you know, famous in exchange for his soul. He makes him a successful baseball player.
Oh,
yeah. Very, very entertaining. I mean, I'd recommend seeing a stage version of it if possible, because it's a great musical and has that great, is one of the early Bob Fosse choreographed musicals. So it's got his kind of, it's got that style that he, of course, put in all of his stuff. All right. Well, congratulations to Matt Gourley.
Thank you.
Doesn't mean a lot.
No.
All you win is the opportunity to go first in the next game, but that can give you an advantage. Or
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
And we will play that game right after this break. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are back, and if you're just joining us, which would be weird, Matt won that last game with Rookie of the Year, which is an expression, Padgett, that that Arden likes to use on her show.
Yes, Rookie.
Rose. I was the Rookie of the Year last year.
You were
on that show.
The Captain.
Yeah, and they call me the Captain, which I've never really had a nickname, and I'm happy to not have a nickname because Doug sort of sounds like a nickname to begin with. But you know, like it used to say on my IMDb, Douglas, and then in quotes, Doug Benson.
But that little trick so that your name will pop out in the credits. Yeah. You just have Slappy in quotes in the middle of your name. That's the one grip that everyone looks at.
I've never had I never had that in the actual credit. I just went, I'm one of those ones where on IMDb, my first couple of credits, it says credited as Douglas Benson. But then I quickly became Doug when the entire industry just started writing that down on my contracts without asking me first. which I'm all right with because I've never felt like a Douglas. All right. So Matt won that first game. So that means he gets to go first in our next game. And that game is called, and it's our final game, but it will, you know, don't think this show's almost over because it will take a minute to play. Oh. But this game is called Weird Algorithm.
That's funny.
Okay.
You haven't played this one before, Padgett?
Mm-mm.
All right. Well,
I don't think so.
This is about a weird algorithm. I'll explain it to everybody. On the Internet Movie Database, IMDb, if you go on there, and I don't recommend anybody do this, it's especially actors probably shouldn't do this. If you go on there, you could take any cast listing from a movie. Once you're on the page of that movie, you can rearrange the order of the cast in order of their popularity according to the algorithm at IMDb.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. So it's always based on,
your lowest, the lowest number will be the cast member listed first.
No, it'd be the most popular person in that movie, no matter the size or billing of their role initially.
No, right. But you're using the IMDb algorithm, the star meter thing, right? What they decide. It's how many people click on a page.
It's determined by clicks where people are looking for certain actors for whatever reason.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's trippy and, can be, you know, upsetting if you're, it's like a cousin to, Googling yourself. So, I don't recommend it, but like, you know, there's a movie that I, you know, basically the lead in, and when I click on that, I'm not happy with the results. But, but you know, the people's popularity ebbs and flows in this business, and so this game takes advantage of that, and you have to kind of suss out what's going on. So I will name a movie, and Matt gets to go first in this first round. And then Karina and then Padgett, each one of you will pick an actor or actress from that movie that you think would be, you want to pick the number one. Okay. And you can also share answers. So like, you don't have to say a different answer than one of the other players. Strategically, you'll get more points maybe if you stick your neck out and say somebody different.
Got it.
And because the person, if you name the number one person, that's worth 3 points. The number two person is worth 2, and number 3 person is worth 1 point, and every other person is not worth any points. So you want to get somebody in the top 3.
It's like short round of Family Feud, basically.
Wow.
And I will, I'm happy to tell you who's in the movie as well, because that doesn't give you the answer. It just gives you, just narrows it down a little bit.
Okay.
So the first film that Matt has to go first and pick, and each, we'll switch it up so each person gets to go first. There's 3 rounds, so you'll each get to go first once. And then if there's a tie, Matt will get to go first because he, came into this game the winner from the last game. Hmm. Okay, Matt.
Yeah.
The film is Jojo Rabbit. Hmm. Would you like me to remind you of all the folks that are in them?
Yeah, couldn't hurt.
We got ScarJo.
Mm-hmm.
We got Sammy Rocks, Sam Rockwell. Thomasin McKenzie's in that film. Taika Waititi is in it as Hitler. Rebel Wilson, Stephen Merchant. Well, I like to call Stephen Merch because he sells it. Alfie Allen is also in there.
Ooh, this is a tough one. Okay.
Yeah, because all those people have, you know, obviously reasons to be popular today.
Yeah.
But which one's the most popular?
Well, to me, it comes down to ScarJo and Taika. Taika's hotter right now, but I also don't know if he's mainstream global hot like ScarJo is with all the Marvel stuff. So I think she's still probably riding a baseline high. Let's go with Scarlett Johansson.
All right. So you're going with ScarJo, and we'll also lock in answers once all three of you have weighed in, in case somebody wants to change their mind. But we're going ScarJo for Matt.
I'm kind of leaning. I think Taika Waititi's got so much going on right now. And then the new Thor trailer, I don't know how quickly this algorithm reacts to popular. Yeah. I don't know how often they pull the middle schoolers
Sundays
behind that. Okay. Wow.
It updates on Sundays.
I check. I'm not kidding. Right. Okay, I check to see who looked at my page every Monday.
Do you have a pageant? Do you have IMDb Pro?
I do.
Oh, you see.
Here's what they do, though. They show you, you can look up anybody, and they will tell you what projects you've shared.
Ooh,
like both did American Dad, or you both did Community, or you both did. So it's definitely worth the, you know, $20 a year or whatever it is.
That's all it is.
It might be $9.99 a month now, but I feel like everything's $9.99
some a year. Yeah.
No, is it? No.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Oh, it is $120 a month then. I mean, a year.
Yeah.
Because it's, I think it's roughly $10. Yeah. Well, I write it off. Yeah.
I've never signed up for it because, you know, most of the functions on IMDb work, you know, are free. But
It's pretty helpful actually. Just so that you know if you've worked with someone before you go into a table read or a meeting or, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tend to know that stuff anyway, because you know what? I love movies.
Okay, sorry. I'll be quiet.
Wait, is it search engine or like searches, or is it like, people like Padgett voting because they're like in the Academy?
No, it's just
pro people.
Okay. It's searches.
Whoever looks at your page. That decides your number, and the lower your number, like right now, every day back and forth, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp are battling for spot number one, spot number two. Wow. So it's the lowest number that makes you the most famous.
I'll tell you, it changes. It does change more frequently than weekly, because I've seen it change in a day. Yeah. And currently, to make that point, Amber Heard is number one and Johnny Depp is number four.
Whoa.
Who are two and three?
I forget.
Oh, Ray Liotta.
Taika Waititi.
Also,
Taika Waititi.
Yeah, exactly. Cato Kaelin. I'm going Taika then. I think he's got the most going on right now. ScarJo's being kind of quiet because of her baby.
Okay, that's a good theory. So we got Matt has ScarJo. Green is going Taika. And so you can go with either of them, Padgett, or you can go off on your own and pick somebody else.
I mean, it's definitely those guys. Is there anybody under 25 in the cast?
Well, yeah, Jojo Rabbit is a boy who...
I don't know that kid.
Exactly.
And I don't want to.
He's not in a boy band or anything.
And then that was one of Thomasin McKenzie's first roles. She was pretty young in that.
I'm going to go for her. I'm going to pick her, whoever that is.
Thomasin McKenzie, did you see Last Night in Soho?
Nope.
She stars in that.
Oh, that's right. She's really
Taylor Joy. Yeah.
It's going to be someone that all the young people are looking up.
That's a way to look at it.
I'm going to go for her, whoever that is.
Okay. All right. So Padgett's going Thomasin McKenzie. Matt is going with ScarJo. And Karina picked Taika Waititi, who is the only one of the persons we've mentioned who's actually been on this podcast. I'll start at number seven and work my way up to number one.
Suspense.
Yeah, yes, I know exactly. Who number seven is now.
Number seven out of that group is Alfie Allen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Currently Tony nominated for the play Hangman on Broadway, I believe. And then number six is Stephen Merchant, who's always terrific. I can't get enough of that guy. Yeah.
Love him.
And then unfortunately for somebody, for Matt, ScarJo came in the five slot.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I think Karina was right with that baby theory.
Yeah.
Man, out of the need spotlight. To check my Stardar because I am way off.
I hate people who brag about their Stardar.
I used to be one of those people, but I have no right.
Number four is Sam Rockwell. Also Tony nominated for his turn on Broadway in American Buff.
No one clicking on IMDb cares about plays.
No, but they're still those people. These people are all much higher than many of the cast of this movie because the movie had 50 speaking roles. And then coming in at number three is Thomasin McKenzie. So Padgett gets 1 point for that. And then number two is Taika.
Hey!
Whoa!
What? Bye, TT.
2 points for Karina.
Is Rebel Wilson number one?
And then Rebel Wilson is number one.
I thought it was Rainn Wilson. Rebel Wilson is in Daily Mail every goddamn day because she lost 30 stone or whatever they call it.
She also has that new movie out. So it really is like,
it was her.
The most recent thing out. All right.
Yeah. No, she said Rainn Wilson.
Let me explain. Rebel Wilson. What, have you seen Jojo Rabbit?
Yeah. No, I stopped watching it. I wasn't in the mood. Okay. It was too sweet.
Oh, okay. But anyway, it's probably why you also don't care for Hogan's Heroes. So Rebel Wilson is the star of the movie on Netflix that's been the number one movie on Netflix for at least a week now called Senior Year.
Okay, yeah.
Where she plays a girl who goes into a coma for 30 years and wakes up and wants to complete her senior year anyway. And it's a entertaining movie. It's probably too cute for Padgett, but but it's entertaining.
Wow, I didn't know. I thought you said Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was flying through them because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to help y'all too much. Yeah, and it is, as I said, a weird algorithm. So currently, after one round, Karina's in the lead, Padgett is in second, Matt's in third, but it's anybody's game still. And Karina gets to go first in this next round.
Exciting. Okay.
Who do you think is number one in the cast of Ocean's 13?
Whoa.
Specifically 13.
Whoa. Specifically 13. So that gives you Pacino's in 13.
Yeah.
Eddie Izzard is in 13.
No, not her.
Ellen Barkin is in it. Brad Pitt, Clooney, Matt Damon. Who else? Elliot Gould, Andy Garcia, Don Cheadle. What do you think? Who out of all those people do you think is super hot right now?
So yeah, we're going hot right now, right? So So Matt Damon just lost all his money in crypto. He's out. George Clooney hasn't done anything in a while. Brad Pitt is still kind of hot. I almost want to say Elliot Gould. No. I'm actually going to go a little bit askew here. I think it might be Don Cheadle. I just feel like he's been popping up in a lot of weird corners lately. And like, he's becoming sort of this elder statesman type of person that people are kind of, nobody gets dinged for liking Don Cheadle, right? Like he's everybody can have him as a favorite. So who's the female? There's a girl in this movie, right? It's not Julia Roberts
takes a powder on this one, so there's no real there's no real female lead.
Catherine Zeta-Jones isn't in this one.
She's Catherine Zeta-Jones is like a detective trying to catch these guys.
All right, that's who it was. It's Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No,
she's,
no, wait, she was in 12. She's in 12. She wasn't in 13.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go Don Cheadle just to be.
Okay. And you could change your mind in a minute. Let's go to Padgett. See what she thinks.
Not going to tell you why yet, but I am going to go with Ellen Barkin.
Oh, okay. Nice. What do you know that we
mysterious.
Don't?
Mysterious, yeah.
I'm not going to tell you.
I like your...
Been in the news.
Oh. But I also know who it also might be, but I don't want to tell Gourley.
I know why you're choosing Ellen Barkin.
I know you know, and I know who you're going to pick, and I know you're probably going to win.
I wonder if you do know what I know. Okay. Ellen Barkin you chose because she's in the Depp Heard trial, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now that's interesting because I was thinking nobody in this cast list is hot right now, but Brad Pitt was in The Lost City and he's got that bullet train trailer out.
Yeah.
So just to keep it sexy, I'm going to go Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think you might be the winner here, Pat.
It's either Brad Pitt or Ellen Barkin. I want it to be Don Cheadle now that I'm so convinced I'm right. You know what I mean?
I feel like I've got some house money. I'm going to stick with Don Cheadle.
You might be right. This is a good one, Doug.
I'm definitely not right. All right.
Okay. So Karina's going with Cheeds and Matt likes Brad P. Plan B P and Padgett.
It's got to be Padgett.
Do you think Brad Pitt's production company is called Plan B? Do you think he's going to get a lot of requests as they keep outlawing abortion everywhere?
Oh, jeez.
People just reaching out directly to Brad. And then Padgett ended up with Ellen Barkin.
I think that's it.
All right. Let's go from, let's see. Number 8 is Eddie Izzard. Number 7 is Andy Garcia. Elliot Gould is 6. Clooney hit the 5th slot. Mm-hmm. Pacino, Al Pacino's number 4.
Wow.
And he's one of the more interesting aspects of this show, The Offer on Paramount Plus, because the money people, important people at Paramount didn't want Pacino cast in the first place in The Godfather, and then also tried to fire him after production had already started.
What?
Right. Yeah,
and
exactly.
They saw the Salazzo scene, right? And that's what
exactly.
Them. Yeah,
they moved up the Salazzo scene. They had to shoot it earlier than they intended so that they could impress the people with his acting abilities.
Wow,
and it worked. So he's number 4, and then number 3 is Matt Damon, and. Coming in at number 2. Oh, I should point out that
we all lost.
Yeah, number 2. Yeah, everybody lost. No, number 2 is Brad Pitt. So that's good for
nice work, Gourley.
2 points for this. Matt on Brad Pitt, and then you nailed it with the Depp Heard thing. Patrick.
Wow!
Number one is Ellen Barkin.
Yep,
way to go!
Thank you.
Had to be because there was enough people that saw her and went, "Oh, I'm going to look her up."
They didn't know who she was.
But that's what I was going to say. Most of them were like, "Who's that?"
They didn't know who.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, also there's just a lot of shit, a lot of shit talk, like because they're just automatically against her for standing up and speaking her mind.
No matter what the next movie is, I'm picking Amber Heard's lawyer.
So that means that Padgett's in the lead with 4 points,
ooh,
and Karina and Matt are tied with 2 each. But we still have one more crucial round. Anybody can win still. And Padgett, you get to go first on this one.
Yay.
And the film is a star-studded, massive cast motion picture directed by the late Robert Altman called Shortcuts.
Oh,
Shortcuts.
Yes. Would you like a reminder, Padgett, of all the people that are in that one?
Yes, please.
It's like 3 hours long, has a earthquake at one point, because it takes place in SoCal.
I haven't seen
it. And in fact, you got to check it out, because I think it's one of the few movies where someone getting hit in the head with a rock, basically murdered, is covered up by the fact that, like, there was an earthquake.
is this the movie too where you also see, rest in peace, Fred Ward's Wang?
Oh no, it's what? Huey Lewis's Wang.
That's right.
He was supposed to be enormous.
That's right.
That's what Cynthia Plastercaster said.
Yeah.
She said okay, go on. Okay, so I don't know. Okay, well, I'll go with Huey Lewis.
You want me to tell you who's in it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if Huey Lewis is doing anything to get in the news right now, but
all right, so who's in it?
All right. Robert, we got Altman. Andy McDowell. We got Jack Lemmon. We got Julianne Moore, and that infamous scene where her bush is out for an extended period of time.
I thought that was the... Wait, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's the movie Shortcuts. She's like arguing with her husband, Matt Modine.
Yeah, and she's wearing a white shirt, and you see
her... She's laundering pants that just got something spilled on them. And so she's...
Okay.
That was a Robert Altman thing, to get women naked for, you know, just really arbitrary reasons.
Correct. And I remember that scene. Go on.
Matthew Modine, Fred Ward just mentioned, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Chris Penn, Tim Robbins, Robert Downey Jr., Lily Taylor, and Lily Tomlin.
Shoot.
Big, impressive cast in that movie.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with Andy McDowell. Andy McDowell. This is Margot Qualley's mom. The model from Groundhog Day. Okay. She's number one.
They co-star together in the show Made. On Netflix.
Yeah, that's happening right now.
That's why
that
I think
it's happening. Okay. So Andy McDowell is what Padgett's going with. What do you think, Matt?
Well, am I mistaken? If I choose Andy McDowell, I can't win, right? Because I will never.
Yeah, you're gonna have to stick your neck out here. If you go with that, then Padgett will definitely beat you, because she's already ahead.
Okay. Is Jennifer Jason Leigh up to something these days? And then Lily Tomlin, they just had their final series of Grace and Frankie, and then you got Robert Downey, who's always riding some kind of fate. All right, I gotta either go Robert Downey or Lily Tomlin. Holy shit, is Downey doing something? Is he on TikTok? Is he wearing lifts? What's going on?
I don't know. I think I just saw him recently connected to something, but
what?
Maybe it's yet another Sherlock Holmes movie. Maybe
right. Oh. But people don't need to check him. They know who he is.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to say to hell with it. Lily Tomlin.
Okay.
You were debating between the two people. I was debating between, not Robert Downey Jr. I think he's in the ScarJo zone. I know who he is. I don't need to search up what he's doing,
but you and I are tied. So
I know
you kind of have to go the other way, right?
I kind of have to go with Jennifer Jason Leigh, and it's only because I think she is up to something, and I can't remember what it is that I saw her doing. I can't remember doing anything since Hateful Eight, but maybe it's just that I like her. No, because if I was picking who I like, I'd pick Julianne Moore, and it's not the bush. It's just a genuine appreciation for her entire career. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go with Julianne Moore, just a bigger name. And I think people want to know what she's been in, because they see her once and they're like, I got to see all her movies. That's it. Julianne Moore.
Okay. So Karina goes Julianne Moore, and Matt's going with, who'd you pick, Matt?
Lily Tomlin.
Oh, right. Okay. And Padgett wants Andy McDowell.
Did you also say Lily Taylor is in this?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
I'm sticking with Andy McDowell, but
I'm choosing Lily Taylor. I didn't even realize that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
She's from Pam and Tommy, right?
I don't think she is.
No.
Shit.
You know who Lily Taylor is.
Lily James is who you're thinking of, man.
You're thinking of Lily James.
Okay, then I'll stick with Lily Tomlin. I just have to choose a Lily.
Okay. Yeah, pick a Lily.
No, Lily Taylor. Yeah. She's in Outer Range. I'll take her.
Correct.
Oh, okay, then I want Lily Tomlin.
Take her. She's yours.
I love this. I love it. Okay.
And but Padgett, you're sticking with Andy.
I'm sticking with Andy McDowell. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is exciting news for Matt and Karina because Andy McDowell is the worst name you could have picked.
Oh, wow. Shit. She between her and Lily Taylor. Damn it.
She's number 8.
Oh, Andy. Well,
that's surprising.
Yeah,
I'm right? just such a fan of her silver hair. Yeah. I really wanted her to be doing better. Damn.
Oh, she'll pop back, especially because Margaret Qualley's just going to keep her in the mix from now on because it's just fascinating that they're mother daughter and both very, very good at what they do. Number 7 is Lily Tomlin.
Lily. Huh.
Number 6 is Julianne Moore. 5 is Lily Taylor.
Oh, so I don't get any points.
We all lose.
4 is Jennifer Jason Leigh. And in the points realm, we got number 3 is Tim Robbins.
How?
Why? I don't know. I know it's a weird algorithm, isn't it? And then number 2 is Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
Because I think he's just eternally famous now because of people just picking up Marvel movies left and right. And looking into what he's up to. And then number 1, and I thought Matt was really going to nail this because he, you know, touched on it a second ago because he just passed away recently. Number 1 is Fred Ward.
Of course. Fred. What am I thinking? Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that means congratulations, Padgett. You're our winner today.
I won. Wow. I won. I never win ever.
I think you have. I think you've won before, but that you did.
I did. I won once here, but I like every time it feels like the first time.
Oh, congratulations, that I won. Padgett. Wow.
And you win the opportunity to do your plugs first. What have you got to plug?
Oh, do someone else. I don't know if I have anything to plug. Do someone else.
Well, you got Behind the Attraction. The new season is going to come out in
2024. Like 2020, exactly. What do I, wait a minute. Something is, Bird Girl, the second season of Bird Girl that Matt Gourley's wife, Amanda, wrote the funniest episode I've ever done.
That's right. I did a voice on that too. Yes. This is of It's All in the Family.
We're both on Bird Girl and Bird Girl is, we're recording the second season now. So it's coming out, I think, or we did record it. Did we finish it? I think that's coming out in July.
Okay.
I think.
That's a great plug.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I love it. I love Bird Girl.
All right. Let's go with that. Matt Gourley, what do you want to promote? How many podcasts do you have currently?
Oh, God. 6. Not even joking. And
do you want to rattle them all off?
Oh, I don't think I want to do that to anyone. The Disney or Behind the Theme Park one is going to be out probably late this year or early next year. But my band Townland has an album out called Honey on the Hi-Fi, and you can listen to that anywhere you listen to music. So enough podcasts, listen to music.
Congratulations. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. And Karina Magyar, what have you got? You got shows coming up in the Chicagoland area?
I do. You can go to karinamagyar.com, and if I'm going on anything, I'll let you know there. But I don't think there's enough podcasts, so I would like to shout out a podcast I'm rebooting post-pandemic called Thanks Academy, where I'm watching all the Academy Award Best Picture winners with comedian friends of mine. I've got about halfway through when the pandemic hit. And now I'm finally ready to let people back into my home so that we can laugh and cry together at some of the worst movies ever. I'm shocked that this is a bad movie podcast, but there's really some stinkers in there. So yeah, you can catch up now. Thanks, Academy.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing some of the horrible movies that won, especially in the earlier days where I bet you that the voting was a lot more, even more political than it is now in terms of people just voting for whichever studio they work for or something, you know.
The early days were actually not so bad. It was a real, it's the 90s and this last decade that have been the most painful to go through.
Crash is probably, would you say the worst Best Picture winner?
I am saving it for my last episode for that reason. Yes.
But I just think a lot of them are just, you know, like Around the World in 80 Days is just like a travel log that's super boring to watch. And just a lot of times spectacle tends to win best picture. And I find those movies to be so boring. Like, I'm sure it's beautifully shot, but like The Last Emperor is so boring to me.
Oh, and, yeah. Out of Africa know. Almost killed me with how boring it was.
All right. Well, thank you, Karina. And I'm going to be, like I said, in Bakersfield on June 25th. But all of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. And Padgett, of course, I mean, everyone will be asked back soon, but Padgett will be asked back the soonest for being our winner today.
Yeah.
And I'll thank you all.
By sorry to gloat. I am very excited. I won.
You know, it's these little victories are great these days when you're just, you know, staying at home most of the time. You know, it's really good endorphin rush.
So sometimes you need to feel like a champion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's thank right.
You. Thanks.
That's what Arden tells us. Let's say your names one more time. Karina Magyar, Matt Gourley, and Padgett Brewster. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
I close every show now with a last line from a motion picture, and they get weirder and dumber because most last lines aren't very significant or interesting. As always, you robbed me. You robbed me.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause